All right, Chris, let's mention some of these creeks over in that Circle Mining District that were big and still are running.
Well, I don't know. I haven't been up there for some time. I don't know what's running, but at that time when I was there and after the price of gold had gone up, there was quite a lot of activity, and there was Tony Lindstrom and on Lower Deadwood, and Stewart was mining up ways on Deadwood, and Switch Creek, which was a branch of Deadwood, was mined by Langlow and another big tall Swede, I don't recall his name. And the Olson brothers later on worked high up on Deadwood.
Big Nick,
yes, that is a fellow's name. They were quite a pair. Langlow was about 100 pounds, and Big Nick, 6 foot something and over 200. Made quite a partnership. And, see, I think we covered those other tricks, Miller and
Larson's were on Switch, too.
Hmm?
The Larson's were on Switch.
Yes, but they weren't mining.
You didn't mention Tony Zimmerman. You mentioned Tony Lindstrom.
Tony Lindstrom was mining on Lower Deadwood, and Tony Zimmerman mined on Independence Creek.
Well, now, was it in the late 30s or the early 40s that Tony Lindstrom got involved with Good News Bay and the platinum that had been discovered in there? And it was quite a run in that Good News Bay country, was there not?
Yeah, well, Lindstrom was a partner of the Olson brothers. And, and they first started mining the bench on Deadwood, and later on they put in the dredge. I think it's 4 or 4.5 foot dredge there, but it wasn't successful because the bedrock on Deadwood Creek is awful hard and blocky. They couldn't dig it. They tore the hoods right off the buckets.
Wow.